This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Seated. Well, good morning. I want to start this morning with a few questions for us to ponder. And the first is just, what behavior is valued or expected in the kingdom of God? And how does this behavior differ from what the world tells us is prized behavior? And how do we live in a world that all too often seems to be at odds with the kingdom of God? Where do we find our hope? I think we feel the tension in these questions all too clearly in today's world. The reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. We're told that Jesus goes up on the mountain and he sits down and his disciples gather around him and he begins to teach them. And it's important for us to acknowledge that the Beatitudes, as these sayings are known, are all plural in nature. They're not individualistic. Jesus is emphasizing the importance of society and of community and how the kingdom works to transform the values of the world. Throughout his ministry, Jesus seeks community. And so the Beatitudes are not lived out alone or in isolation. We grieve, we work, we bring peace together. It isn't an individual endeavor, and it certainly isn't about prioritizing one group or nationality over another. It's about bringing the world together as one and as God's beloved. And this work is already underway, but it's incomplete. It's already visible. We can see signs, but it's also not finished. And I think this is critically important because the Beatitudes don't deny the chaos or the struggle or even the pain that we oftentimes feel in the world. This passage was written thousands of years ago for a people experiencing fear, uncertainty, division, and turmoil. A people who are living in poverty and who are experiencing the trauma of an opposing and an occupying force. And these words ring true because they speak to us even today. Jesus speaks to people who know what it is to bury loved ones, to lose land and livelihood, to live in fear of forces that they cannot control. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, and those who hunger for righteousness. These aren't conceptual virtues. They describe people who know loss, who know vulnerability and grief and powerlessness. The Beatitudes acknowledge this pain, and then they pronounce blessedness in the midst of the brokenness. The blessing doesn't wait until everything is resolved or healed. God draws near to people and declares God's blessing in the midst of their struggles. Moreover, I think we have to acknowledge that this isn't an abstract teaching for Jesus. It's a summary of Jesus' life and sacrifice. Jesus is the poor one who mourns his friends, who is persecuted by the authorities, and who then brings peace through his sacrifice on the cross. The future hope is grounded in Jesus' actions and behaviors, not in some abstract theory or attitude. So when times feel dangerous and uncertain and full of strife, the Beatitudes associate hope and blessedness away from control or strength or certainty. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, suggests that God's favor is not found in winning or in dominating, but in yearning for God's faithfulness and justice. The promise is not of immediate resolution or healing. It is, however, a reminder that God's kingdom is already breaking in, a reminder that God is already near, even in the midst of uncertainty. And while the world may reward certainty and dominance and power, the Beatitudes link God's blessing to meekness and grief, to vulnerability and peacemaking. Normally we seek safety and comfort and consensus, but how do we live in a world where blessing is found in such unlikely and sometimes even frightening places? But the Beatitudes lean into a future promise. They orient us towards a kingdom that is breaking in and still developing. The promises don't erase or negate our current pain or our struggle, but they do remind us of God's promise, and they orient us towards God's future. They refuse to despair or to deny our current reality. And they remind us how to live in the midst of the conflict that so often marks our time in the world. They remind us that hope and love and justice can exist even in the face of great turmoil. And they invite us to become living symbols and signs of God's inbreaking kingdom. They ask us to be beacons of light in places where fear and division feel dominant. Then we might ask, how do the Beatitudes shape how we live as St. David's? How do we live as a congregation? Now, you may be aware that one of our core values at St. David's is to engage boundaries. This comes right from our website. It says to engage boundaries is to seek God on the margins, not just where it is safe. To expect God's love to pull you to an uncomfortable place so you can grow and help the world grow. I think this core value captures the essence of the Beatitudes, reminding us that God is found in the boundaries, that God is found in the midst of struggle and conflict and doubt and fear. Boundaries can be where we encounter each other and where we encounter God in the midst of the kingdom. As we struggle for justice and peace, we will find community and love and God's presence. As a community of St. David's, we're used to life on the boundaries. We worship, after all, we're downtown, the Capitol, the federal building, East and West Austin, and the unhoused population all intersect and live together. As a congregation, we've consistently been on the forefront of social issues. We tend to live life on the margins and find ways to live into the kingdom while still honoring the tension that surrounds us. It isn't always easy, and sometimes it brings struggle and conflict, but we do the work together. And we're reminded that some of the places where we look for safety and where we place our trust are often filled with false hope and even disappointment. Safety isn't found in power or certainty, but in God's presence. And success isn't measured by power or influence, but by faithfulness, mercy, and love, even when they feel fragile or costly. Our trust isn't placed in things we can control, but in a God who draws us near, particularly in the places that feel most unstable. So ultimately, the Beatitudes are a reminder that the struggle, the questions, and even the conflict can be a sign that we find ourselves precisely where the work of the kingdom is being done. The kingdom arrives in the margins and on the boundaries, and that's where life feels most uncertain, but it's also where blessing is found and where God is present. So continue to ask questions. Continue to challenge certainty. Sit with what is uncomfortable and look for the presence of God even there. And finally, continue to strive for justice and righteousness and peace. The kingdom is breaking in, and we are called to live as beacons of hope, justice, and love in a world that so desperately needs peace and transformation. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.